This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hour number two, G-Bag Nation here at Honda Carza. McKinney, come stop by. We've got Tolo stickers, ooh, Honda ooh, summer clearance.
Ooh. Oh, Jerry's here.
With Mike Baskey and Jerry Jones, apparently, or Isaiah Standback, ooh, or Larry Fitzgerald.
Isaiah Standback. Are you talking about the quarterback for Washington that was a fourth-round pick? Yes. And did absolutely nothing, yes, for the Cowboys?
Yes.
Yeah, Jesse and I were on site on Saturday at SportsCon, and somebody came up and asked him to sign an Isaiah Standback card.
And someone asked Steven, was like, hey, when is Melvin Gordon going to done with his interview? Melvin Gordon? What? You like Melvin Gordon to you?
And then what was the other? Oh, and then DeMarcus Lawrence came and sat down, and then they started talking about it, and he was like, were you getting confused with me? So basically any NFL player that has dreads.
Any tall black guy with dreads.
He's Jesse.
I'm one of those other people.
Okay.
But it's funny when it's Melvin Gordon, Larry Fitzgerald, and you know, because that's, you know, those are upper echelon, and Larry Fitzgerald's a Hall of Fame player. When it's Isaiah Standback, it's like, I mean, he's in Jesse's class, you know?
Wait. Were you on the same team with him?
Briefly.
Okay.
Yeah, for like half a season.
Yeah. I know this is around the NFL, so this is around the NFL. He was a quarterback / trying to be a receiver. Was it just way too hard for him to understand, or was he just – because he was a good quarterback but couldn't pass in college, so they wanted to use his athleticism.
And that's what it came down to. He wasn't a good enough passer to be a quarterback, and then he was kind of – he was a more of a stiffer runner, so he wasn't fluid as a receiver. You know, he's a good player. Listen, when you make it to the NFL, you're a damn good player.
When people draft you because they're like, you are such an unbelievable athlete, we're going to try to figure out how to put you in this league.
Yes. And again, at that time, people weren't taking the time to develop athletes, right? You got Taysom Hill and the Saints, and you got other guys who can do different things like that. They weren't taking the time to develop athletes. It was like, hey, you're a quarterback or you're a receiver.
Great point.
That whole thing of, hey, you know what? Let's find a place for you and make something, you know, to really be able to utilize your skill set. That wasn't that 10 years ago. They were like, you're either or you're or, and there's no in between.
All right, we'll check in with Mike Fisher. Fish joins us coming up at 11:20 this morning right here in your home for the Dallas Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. It's time now, though, for Around the NFL.
It's brought to you by Windstar World Casino and Resort, and I will take first down, Ari. In fact, I'm going to take it all today.
What I was going to do. First down, second down, third down, all the way to the end zone.
Because I think this is a great article by ESPN.com, and it ranks, as we head into training camp here next week, the most and least improved teams in the NFL. Now, I'll give you guys just one guess, and I'll go down the list, and we'll discuss each team. Who would you, off the top of your head, say from the end of last season to right before we start training camp is the most improved team in the NFL? The
Cleveland Browns.
You guys hit it. Number one, the Cleveland Browns. Odell Beckham Jr., Olivier Vernon, Sheldon Richardson, and Kareem Hunt were added. Obviously, Kareem Hunt will be the second half of the season. They did not lose much. Jabril Peppers, one of their first-round picks, but he really did not take
but he's
to
not
the NFL.
Good, so it's, it doesn't matter.
So Baker Mayfield and the additions and what they've done through the draft over the last few years, Jesse, you put it out there yesterday, and I'll just let you say it again. The expectations are huge on the Cleveland Browns because they are getting so much love. Anything less than making the playoffs will be a major failure of a season.
Yeah, absolutely. They you know, you jump from winning one game to winning 8 games last year. Baker Mayfield with all the hype and the talk, and now you have Odell Beckham. You have all the necessary pieces to go out there, and people are even saying that you're going to win that division.
Yeah,
so
they're the favorites. They're the gambling favorites of Vegas to win the AFC North.
If you're going to have all of that talk and all of that bravado and all of that, just, you know, that, as Jason Garrett would say, having that ish in your neck, you better go out there and win.
Number two. The Buffalo Bills, they're saying, are the second most improved team.
Cole Beasley.
Mitch Moore, center. Ed Oliver in the draft, Cole Beasley and John Brown, the wide receivers, and Cody Ford, offensive tackle. They lost defensive tackle Kyle Williams and tight end Charles Clay. So they're saying that they are doing a good job of building around Josh Allen to give him more blocking, to give him better targets to throw to. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see. I know Jeff hates Josh Allen, not the person, but just
53% completion percentage.
Just doesn't think he can throw the ball accurately watching his college film, and it translated in his first year in the NFL that he has a great arm but doesn't have the talent to actually throw it where he wants to yet. So let's see in his second year if he can start throwing the ball accurately.
Well, when you add the two pieces that you put in there, right, you got John Brown. What is John Brown known for?
Speed.
And little, right?
Right? And I'm small, but I can run. Yeah. I can run really, really fast. What is Cole Beasley known for? Underneath route running, yeah. Right? So now how do I get a quarterback to have a good position? I know he can throw it deep. So John Brown, run really fast, throw it really far. And when that doesn't work, Cole Beasley, which is going to be 8 yards away from me, just pitch it to him right now and let him go make a play.
Okay.
So I'm not – you see what I'm saying? Yeah. When you're starting to build around this quarterback, he's not a very accurate thrower. And if we want to have something – and you protect him. He got his head beat in last year. He got his tail whooped last year. He's a great athlete, right? And you even hear what Cole Beasley said. He's one of the best athletes I've been around. Wasn't a shot at Dak, but – I've never seen Dak hurdle a guy before. This guy was hurdling dudes as he was running. So I give him something that he's good at, throwing the ball really, really deep on go routes. That's going to keep the safeties back a little bit. And then I have a small guy underneath where I can, as an NFL quarterback, if I can't throw the ball 8 yards right in front of me to open Cole Beasley, then get him out of the league.
Yeah. Now I'll take the heat for number three, because yesterday I predicted for them to make the playoffs, and a lot of Autoflex Leasing fan text people are like, hey, what are you drinking today? And did you decide to get on marijuana or what? You know, like, people are making fun of me. I'm going to still say I think it can happen. Number three most improved team that I have making the playoffs this year, the New York Jets. They added Le'Veon Bell, C.J. Mosley at linebacker, Quentin Williams through the draft, Jamison Crowder at wide receiver, losses of Morris Claiborne, who we know here, and linebacker Darren Lee. I know I'm going out on a limb, but I think that Sam Darnold can take a major jump in year two. They're obviously not going to win that division because it's the Patriots, but I think they can sneak in and get one of the wild card spots. Number four team, most
improved.
Just real
quickly on that, okay. Warren Sharp has a great statistic that backs you up in that first-year quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks over a 10-year period have a 30% winning percentage.
Yeah.
Second-year quarterbacks, though, that are first-round picks over the last 10 years have a 60% winning percentage.
Okay.
So the additions they've made, plus Sam Darnold in his second year, bears out what you're saying.
Well, this team had the first overall pick and took Kyler Murray. Arizona Cardinals, they say, are the fourth most improved team with Kyler Murray, Terrell Suggs, who doesn't really have much left,
right.
Offensive tackle Marcus Gilbert, and center J.R. Sweezy. Now, obviously, they lost Josh Rosen and some other guys. It'll be interesting to see because, look, I follow Texas Tech, not like most college football fans do, but because that's the school I kind of follow. Very disappointed with him as a head coach over the last few years. I understand he gets great quarterbacks to come there, it seems like, with Pat Mahomes and with Baker Mayfield, but he doesn't win football games. He seems to not understand how to manage a game. So it's going to be interesting to see that he could not manage college football. Can he manage NFL football?
He's a great-looking dude, though, right? Does that matter? No, it's all going to come down.
It matters in one aspect.
He shows up at the country club at Scottsdale, and he's in good shape. I mean, it's better for him to be in Scottsdale and Phoenix than it is for him to be in Lubbock.
If we don't – I'm willing to make this bet, 50-cent bet to both of you guys.
Okay.
In the tenure that Coach Bro is in Arizona, if we don't either, one, have some sort of scandal or see some sort of off, morally incorrect pictures of him in Tempe at ASU – or in Scottsdale at one of those clubs downtown, 50 cent to both of you guys. But it's all going to be dependent upon Kyler Murray and Coach Bro.
Number five, the Green Bay Packers, who Jesse and I both picked yesterday to not make the playoffs, even though they are favored to make the playoffs. They say they're big additions.
Interesting.
Adrian Amos, safety. Darnell Savage Jr., safety, Preston Smith, linebacker. Linebackers, Za'Darius Smith and edge rusher out of the draft from Michigan, Rashawn Gary. Obviously, key losses, Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, who's now a Dallas Cowboy, and some other guys. It'll be interesting to see because they're making major changes with their offense, their coaching staff. Now they add a lot of players, take away a lot of players. So there's a lot of unknown besides Aaron Rodgers there in Green Bay.
I think they do make the playoffs this year, and I think so much of that is just based on Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the additions you talked about, they got rid of guys that have had recent injury history and replaced that with guys that are younger. And I like the hiring of Matt LaFleur. I think that's a new offensive mind. They're going to do some new things offensively that we haven't seen from them. They're going to surprise some teams. I think they're going to win the NFC North.
Will they get along? Will Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur get along? Because that's been the
major
talk.
That's the question.
Will they get along? And I don't care what they're saying publicly.
Right.
I know for a fact, and this happens just in every area of our life, when a rookie anything comes along and you've been the dude for 10-plus years, you look at him with a side eye. You look at him like, the hell you're talking. Like, it just, I don't care what it is. When I was a senior in high school or college and the freshman tried to come in like, I'm looking at him like, man, I've been around here for 4 years. I've been doing this for, relax, young fella. And that's to say, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to look at LaFleur and be like, what the hell are you calling? Right? We're in the fourth quarter and you call what? No, we're not. I just have a feeling that there's going to be this level of, I'm a Super Bowl MVP, Super Bowl winner, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history. You just got here. You can't tell me what to do.
Okay, so number 12. I dropped down to number 12, so now I get to Eagles versus Cowboys. The Eagles, they say, improved more than the Dallas Cowboys at number 12 overall. They add Malik Jackson, Jordan Howard, DeSean Jackson, and linebacker Zach Brown. They lose Michael Bennett, Jordan Hicks, Chris Long, Nick Foles, and Helati Nada. So that's a lot of, to me, key losses to also add. So they do have them as number 12 overall, but their losses to me, I guess we forget about who they lost, guys.
Who they add?
Malik Jackson, defensive tackle, Jordan Howard, running back, DeSean Jackson, and then Zach Brown, the linebacker.
Yeah, no, I mean, Jordan Hicks has been one of the best linebackers in the NFL when he's been healthy. So I don't know. I mean, and Zach Brown has been pretty underrated, I think. So that's good. But in terms of losing
Chris Long.
Zach Brown's
a tackling machine.
Yeah.
What he was doing in Washington, he 120, 30, 40 tackles every single year.
That's a solid country band, too.
They probably upgraded at linebacker simply because Hicks couldn't stay healthy. But I don't know that their defensive line got better. And I just – maybe we'll get to this later based on some comments made. But I just think – Howie Roseman is so overrated. Like, people think he walks on water.
So here's the great news. The Cowboys are just below them at 14. They don't have much of a disparity, but listen to this. I'm going to go over big additions. Robert Quinn, Randall Cobb, and Jason Witten. They're key losses. They have Cole Beasley, who is lost, and the only other guy on the list is Randy Gregory, who right now is not lost. We're not exactly sure when he's going to play, but he's not off of the team forever. So literally, the Cowboys are bringing back that 10-6 team last year that won the division, and they've lost Cole Beasley and nobody else. And the other thing for big additions, you can also put Travis Frederick on there.
Right.
Because he did not play a game last year, so we assume he's going to start the season as the starting center. So the Cowboys added, not huge names, but they added, and they didn't lose anything off of their team. So the Eagles did lose things. The Cowboys lose nothing. So that's why this is going to be such a fun season. I think Redskins and Giants, who cares? They're not very good at football. But it's going to be really fun to watch those races. And I know we're out of time, so maybe later in the show I will get to the teams that they think improved the least.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.